So, Harry, fantastic start to the season. 4 straight wins in a row. What have you been doing at training?
You've got to look at me. I've got a tribute bunch of lads here, and I mean, yeah, I've got people I can bring in, you know, in all the different positions, you know. And it's like we got 2 teams there in it now. And I mean, you know, I'm sort of building, I'm slowly building, putting it together, and you know, I've got some intelligent footballers there, you know, and it's pleasing the way it's gone, and it's all part of the master plan. At the moment I think you could say I was in love with the game, really in love with the game. I'm loving the game. It's a lovely game, and I'm loving it. And I've written a little poem. And I'm that happy. I've written a little poem about football, and I'm just going to read it out to you. Here we go. Football is my life. It is my life today. Football was my life yesterday. It is my life again today. Football will be my life in the future. And as I just said, it will be my life again today. Football, just football, just football, just football. It's good, isn't it? Okay, how you doing? You're listening to the Spurs Show with me. I don't have a name, but I'm just glad I did. The guy that normally does it, he's not here, so he asked me to come in and do the show. I don't know nothing about soccer, but he said, can you come in? Can you do the Spurs Show? I said, sure I can do the Spurs Show. Can I just say something? You English guys, you know, I don't know nothing about soccer, but when I see you guys, when you put the ball in the net, the ball goes in the back of the net, you're like a bunch of fags. What's the matter with you? Come on! Hello, welcome to the Spurs Show. I'm Phil Cornwell. Thank you for downloading us from iTunes or wherever else you downloaded us from. This is the number. It's actually the number one show in the charts in my book. I don't know if it actually is, but... we have been number one, haven't we, Mark?
We have been number one. Right, and, you know.
Should we stop? I've got to stop going on about that.
No,
we
why?
We don't need to mention it. We're just
number one in the pod charts, whatever you call them.
Yes,
and number one in the league.
Ah, right. More importantly, as I say, you're listening to the Spurs Show with me, Phil Cornwell. Mike Lee's here.
Hello, Phil.
As always, thank goodness. I say as always because you're not going to be here next show. We do. He's swanning off on his honeymoon. Would you believe? Which is great. But we'll still have a show for you, next show. But anyway, we've got a show for you now, which is great. And as you say, top of the league guest here today, who we haven't had on for quite a while, is Rob White. Rob, thank you. Welcome.
Hi there, Phil. Nice to be here.
Good
again.
Good to see.
Nice to see you.
Son of John, for those who don't know, if they haven't heard this show before. John, who they say? John White. John White. Yes, he played for Spurs. One of our greatest players, actually, in case you didn't know. So we've got his son here today, Rob, who. He's a massive Arsenal fan, but he's coming.
Rob, sorry, mate.
I don't want to get just briefly, you know, I say briefly because we could go on and on about this. Michael, it's bloody believable, isn't it, that we're still top of the league after 3 games.
Listeners, I'm sure, will be upset if I don't say... we're waiting for the bubble to burst. Oh. I can't believe it.
I know.
We're playing better and better every game. The game last night, Doncaster, one that normally, second fiddle team, they're not really up for it. Thrashed them.
Yeah.
Thrashed
them. Did the job.
I mean,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
just...
It's different
well,
now.
There has not been a start like this in my lifetime.
Well, not since
in
we've
my
been
lifetime.
Doing this show. No. Not in your lifetime.
No.
Since we've been doing this show, I can't remember a sort of feeling like this, a general sort of vibe about the club. You know, it's normally doom and gloom, and we quite enjoy that. We love a moan.
We do like a moan.
We've built many a show on that,
yeah,
haven't we?
We have. but there's literally nothing to moan about at the moment.
No, there isn't.
You know?
Like, what can we moan about? Because the balance of the team is the best I've seen it. The actual balance of the side. Everyone knows what they're supposed to be doing, or they seem to. And he seems to have cover in most positions.
As they say,
he's
football is a simple game.
Yeah, I think Harry does keep it simple. Rob, you know, you said you've been away recently, have you, or a couple of weeks or something?
Yeah, I've been on holiday in Italy.
Yes.
So I've missed the games. And in fact, a mate of mine phoned up today and said, because he said, am I going on Saturday with my season ticket? He wanted to borrow it, basically. Because he's trying to do that thing where he thinks the reason that Spurs are on such a good run. And there is a point in your life where you start believing that sort of stuff, isn't it? I might be leaving at half time, but I must say, Phil, every bloody Spurs fan I've talked to, they all say it won't last. And that is such a Spurs thing, isn't it? And I know we've got to be real about it. And it won't last.
Okay,
but
let's...
Why don't we just say...
Let's just savour the moment.
Okay, the wins, you know, the back-to-back wins may not last, and we may not repeat, you know, what your father's lot did in that team. We may not get to 11 straight wins, but I think generally the trend is
you get four.
Good, isn't it? Might get four.
Four, yeah,
Birmingham.
Then we've got Man United after that.
Ah, that's when it starts to get tricky. Know. There's Man United and there's Chelsea then, isn't there, after that at the Bridge. But I'm confident that we'll give United a game, as we did last season, at the Lane.
Well, last week's show, we'd obviously already beaten Liverpool and we had Robert Easterman and we were going, next two games coming up. And we sort of said, being optimistic, 4 points.
We were talking like that. Classic Spurs.
6 points.
We've won both of them. Two away games.
And let's face it, Hull. You missed a game. We thrashed them.
It was like a training game, Rob. Actually, and then Phil Brown, their manager, came out and said that's one of the best performances I've seen in the Premier League from anyone.
Wow.
And I haven't heard. First Division manager say that. You know, as a kid, I used to collect scrapbooks and all that, and I remember. Ooh, probably guessing 1981-82. I've still got the article when we beat Nottingham Forest 3-0 at the City Ground, who had recently been champions.
Of course,
Brian Clough came out then and said, "This is the best performance I've seen by a First Division club in many years." And I thought about that last week
when I
heard Phil Brown say that. I thought, it's been another 25 odd years for another manager to come out saying the best performance I've seen in a long, long time.
Interesting that he came out and said that. Yeah. It shows you where we are, perhaps, now. Yeah. People are talking about top four. Mm. I don't know. I mean, if we just keep it up, win the home games and try and pick up points
away. Keep
injury free, but we do have cover.
Yeah.
Especially up front.
Well, that's without a doubt.
Also, the goals are coming from different positions, actually, aren't they? The goals.
And with the West Ham game, some of the great passes are coming from other teams.
From Colton Cole.
Oh, how he laughed.
Yes.
What a pass.
So the whole game, that was like a training game, wasn't it? Yeah. We'll deal with that one. That was a training game, and the finishing was clinical.
Yeah, Defoe. Did you see the goal?
I saw the goals on the internet. I've seen them.
You've seen the goal? Yeah, terrific finishing, wasn't it?
Oh, unbelievable, yeah. Mm. It was fantastic.
Sort of
the football looked good.
Greaves-like. Yeah. Almost. Just the precision of it. And
you know what? I know we've talked many times on the show about, Robbie Keane, is he the same player?
Yes.
Should he be playing? Is he his favourite?
Yes. Now,
what I loved about that particular game.
Terrific against Hull.
Was his goal. We were already, I think it was 2-1 at that. It was 2-1 at that stage.
We were ahead.
2-1, but we thought.
He's run.
They got a goal back, and as a Spurs fan,
he's passed
that
the ball, hasn't he?
Oh, here we go.
He passed the ball, and
he bombed
inside the Hull. Inside our half.
Normally, just wouldn't see that.
No, he did. He bombed forward, ran and ran.
Great ball from Lennon. Lennon's crossing this season has been much improved.
That's been much
wonderful
improved.
Wonderful glancing header.
Defoe's stronger.
Yes,
his strength, I think, something's. He's got to improve that, hasn't he?
Game.
Huddleston seems to be a better, more consistent player, doesn't he? Huddleston seem better to you?
Yeah, me, I've got to get a moaning. Still, to me, the West Ham game I went to, and, he was giving the ball away quite a bit. There's still obviously room for.
Well, perhaps because he's got Palacios around him. There's a bit of an enforcer there.
Yeah.
And Luka Modric, you can't praise him highly enough, I don't think.
No, in a game, but I still think there's more to come from him as well.
Yeah. And then, as you say, the West Ham, which, the last couple of seasons we've done well at West Ham, and we did again. We did enough to win.
Didn't play well first half.
No, still
down, showed
did
character,
enough.
Came back.
So last night, we beat Doncaster 5-1. In the past, that may have been a banana skin for us. This is not a League One or Two side. We're talking about a Championship side who play football.
Mm. Did you see?
Yeah, I watched the highlights this morning on the BBC. I thought we did well. I mean, they had a couple of chances early on.
A couple, years gone by, one of those would have gone in. And can I just say Cudicini? Because, I think he's so far doing a great job.
A couple of really good saves. I'm with you completely on
last
that.
Season,
I like
when
him.
He played a couple of times, I was like, doesn't come on.
Give him a run in the side.
I think he can easily push. Gomez's out for another 5 weeks.
Oh, is he? Groin injury.
Gomez's out for another 5 weeks. So
he's
the first choice keeper for a while now.
Yes. Possibly safer, even. Mm. Maybe less spectacular at times, but safer than Gomez, maybe. And let us mention Besson as well.
Mm-hmm.
Who's kind of, did Besson play last night? Excuse my ignorance.
Yes, he did.
He did. Alongside
Cudicini.
Kulika.
Sorry, yeah.
Cudicini at centre.
And obviously, Bentley
play anyway,
yes. Mixed up.
Bentley played last night. A lot of people who went said he had a really good game.
Yeah, Bentley. No,
and
I'm pleased.
And even, I didn't know he's still with us. Giovanni played and a couple of great runs.
But DeSantos?
Yeah.
You see, we've got these people. We've got these people. You know, these are good players.
Boateng came and gave away penalty.
He did.
First touch.
No, Boateng.
Well, I see, I've managed.
Boateng? Yeah. Is he still there?
Yeah.
He slipped over. Slipped over. Poor soul. He slipped over. Ball hit him on his arm and they gave a penalty.
Yeah.
That was it.
Which is in.
Rob, at the moment, you're involved in writing a book, actually, aren't you, with Julie Welch?
I am. Yeah.
Specifically about your father.
It is, yeah.
In that era.
Essentially it was going to be a straight biography. Both of us were interested in writing that. But it's sort of turning into a bit more than that. It's about me trying to... Because I was 5 months old when my dad died.
Mm. Yes, that's correct.
So it's sort of trying to come to terms with dealing with growing up with a famous father that I never knew, that a lot of people did know. So it's trying to flesh out that. It's trying to get my head around things like the legend that was... the ghost of White Hart Lane.
Yeah, the ghost, as they call it.
So I've sort of, well, both of us have, we've spent a long part of this year meeting up with...
Right, and that's what you've done. First of all, you're going out and you're talking to people who knew him.
We are, yeah. We're not just going down the sport route, though. We're also going down friends. We're going down...
Yeah, no, good.
Guys that he was at school with. We've sort of gone right back to
I'd be interested to know that about him.
Yeah.
You know, just about him. What kind of a lad he was and what he came from.
It's quite interesting. What's really interesting, well, there's a couple of things. What is really interesting is that although it was 45 years ago when the double happened, so my dad would have been 72 this year, 73.
What?
That era of him growing up then, you know, I mean, basically he grew up, he was one of four kids. His father died when he was quite young. And they grew up in basically a one-bedroom apartment
in
Musselburgh, yeah, a little fishing village, and
yeah,
you know,
near Edinburgh,
in quite a lot of poverty. And it wasn't just him that came, you know, it was people like Dave Mackay.
Mackay came from that area, did he not?
Mackay came from more central Edinburgh. He came from
he was a Hearts man, wasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he still is. He's live and die Hearts.
But
to quote him, and Dave won't mind me saying, he would. There's no way he wanted to go to Tottenham from Hearts when he was originally told he was going to go. And the only reason he went was because the money was going to do so much for Hearts Football Club. But when he did go to Tottenham, he was really pleased he went.
Did Bill go up and get him?
Bill
went up and got your dad.
Yeah. I don't
literally,
think he went,
did he? On the train?
Yeah, on the train.
I love it, don't you, Mike?
I think my dad had played in an international against Danny Blanchflower.
Northern Ireland. Yeah, Northern Ireland.
And Blanchflower came back, and Mackay, both of them said to Bill next...
This boy.
It was basically, you know, this guy, you should buy this guy because he is special. The whole of the book has been sort of trying to not only...
Not about his sporting prowess and what a great athlete he was, but also behind that, the family... thing.
Yeah, it's
he left home then, presumably. How old was he?
He'd been at Falkirk, so he was
he
joined Spurs in 1959.
59, that's
but
right.
The thing about that, he was still doing his national service at the time when he joined Spurs. So he was having to travel, you know, the length and breadth of the country from Scotland, from Berwick down to
where
Tottenham.
He was doing national service,
And then, you know, go and play for Scotland. These guys were travelling immense distances before limos and planes and all, you know, before private planes and stuff like that.
Yes.
So they were doing these things on trains. They were playing three or four games a week sometimes, you know, representing their army, then representing.
Because this is the time that Bill was putting this side together. You know, that's what fascinates me, is how he built this side when he took over in 1957, was it, or 58?
57, 58,
was it? And they beat Everton 10-4, that was his first game, wasn't it? But he put this side together. Danny Blanchflower was there already. He was bought by, not Arthur Rowe, I think,
Anderson, wasn't it?
Anderson, wasn't it? Yep. He was manager then. So Blanchflower was already there. But Bilnick started to put this side together, didn't he? And you got Dave Mackay in, and your father, and
but that was sort of the last piece. And I'm not bigging it up at all.
No. 59.
You know, it happens with sides basically.
By 59, yeah. He had it there. And that season, 59-60, we finished well.
Yeah,
I think. Third or second, was it?
I think
we'd have to look. You know, never mind. But I think we did finish. So it was boding very well for the following phenomenal season.
Yeah. So we're sort of looking into that.
Yeah.
Times.
So you're looking into that, and you're talking to.
Yeah. It's also. I mean, it's not just a pure football book. This is what we want to try and achieve as well.
It's a personal journey for me,
which is great. It's a bit like this, you know, the BBC Who Do You Think You Are type thing as
in
well.
A way, yeah.
But also, it's to do. Without getting too deep into it, it's things like my dad was 27 when he died, struck by lightning.
I know, 1964.
It's 1964. Waiting, basically, it's a very long story.
Cruise Hill.
The Tuesday before they started pre-season training, Bill Nicholson used to start them pre-season training on a Thursday, so he could do a really hard Thursday, Friday, and then they'd be fresh again Monday to start training. Tuesday before that, my dad goes down for a press shoot. Tries to get other people to go and play golf with him to praise it. Nobody goes. He goes and plays on his own and then gets struck by lightning. But he was 27, two kids, very young wife, but absolutely at the top of his tree. Mm. And what this book is also dealing with some in quite a lot of ways and shapes and form is the decay that happens to other people that are left, which is quite interesting.
Absolutely,
and it is quite deep, and maybe, yes. You know,
I know people who've gone.
How do you mean?
What to
how
their
do you mean?
How
Rob,
they
pick the decay,
up? How they carry on?
The decay that happens.
The
to
decay that
there.
Happens to yeah, for instance, it's a bit like Marilyn Monroe or James Dean. If you go in that golden
forever
moment,
young.
You are forever young. And I jokingly always say about people when they say, "Oh, you look like your dad." For those of you listening, I have very little hair. And you know, I
but
always
you do
I
look
joke,
like your father,
I,
man. I tell you, when you
say,
smile, you do look like your dad. But you've got that Thatcher hair. Sorry,
as always, he was lucky because he died before he went bald. And you know, it's said with
he probably
of,
would have gone bald.
He probably, he absolutely like would have done because that's what the family, you know, that's the family trait. But
I find that fascinating, don't you? The fact he died that he died sort of. That's it. He's crystallised in that.
Yeah, exactly.
He will always be that age. And you're talking to people like Mackay, mm-hmm. Bobby Smith, these wonderful sort of athletes who are now sort of old men.
They are old men, and they're beautiful, dignified old men. But yes. They are old men. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to get to an extent where what it's like living with a brain, because most of us we still have a young brain. You know, we still think we're 18 or whatever.
Of course we do, yeah, but the
actually
body
in this body so anyway, it's, you know, there's bits of the book that delve into things like that.
It's great, it is
a really good journey that we're doing.
When do you think it's going to come out?
It depends. Well, the publisher is the problem with it is that it's becoming like a ball of string. The more that we get into it, the more we're enjoying it, so the longer we're taking it. Won't be this, it will be the start of next season, that's right. The hope. And that coincides with the double.
And when we're ironically, because we would have been crowned as champions.
Precisely, in the Champions League.
We would be champions, be perfect. Yeah. Comes out in time for the Champions League. And defending our title. Wonderful.
That dovetails very nicely, doesn't it?
I tell you, if we do manage to win the first 12 games, I'll be the happiest person.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll beat that, right?
Yeah.
It's possible.
Stop it.
That's no, it.
We
no.
lose 3-0 at home to Birmingham on Saturday, and it's Phil Cornwell's fault.
Lee Bowyer hat trick.
Oh, God. I mean, it's fascinating.
There we are. Should do some emails. We've got some emails.
Yes, we better
here.
Do the emails. It's the Spurs Show at gmail.com if you want to email us. Michael, you're chomping at the bit, sir.
Not really, but.
Chomp away.
Oh, okay, very quickly. This is from Shane Kirk. I'm writing about how I hate pundits that don't know what they're talking about. Take Lee Dixon and Martin Keown, who were both featured on Match of the Day 2 last Sunday night. This is after the Liverpool game. Were commenting on the West Ham game. We're commenting on the Spurs defensive line against West Ham and how we pushed up too far up the field during that game. And sort of said that the top four teams, Arsenal, Liverpool, etc., would destroy us. The thing is, I recall that just 1 week earlier, with the same defensive lineup, we'd beaten one of the so-called top teams in Liverpool. On a later point, if you recall, you did a section last season about any great Andys that played for Spurs. We couldn't think of great Andys.
Okay,
we thought Andy Reid, you know,
Andy Turner,
whatever. Any great Andys that played for Spurs? So I asked my granddad this question. He said, "Yeah, quite definitely. I can think of three to be exact."
So I asked which ones, and he immediately went Ted Ditchburn, Pat Jennings, and Ray Clements. All terrific players, and Andy between the sticks.
Oh, I say. That's superb.
There we are.
Oh, I say.
Thank you, Shane.
Thank you, Shane. I got one here from Kyle Eliasson. Yeah, I think that's right. You know, I'm not any pronunciations. Oh dear, oh dear. Kyle, it's Kyle, isn't it? Thank you, mate, for sending this email. It said, when I turned up at the pub to watch the Hull match, I and the other Spurs fans in Minneapolis were met with quite a surprise. The Rod Stewart was sitting with two of his handlers in a closed off section of the pub that we all frequent, having played a concert in town the night before. Some quick googling on my friend's cell phone revealed that Stewart supports Celtic and United. I knew that. I do not think Mr. Stewart thinks highly of Spurs, as he looked quite agitated as we were all proudly cheering Spurs' 5-goal output at the same time his Red Devils were trailing newly promoted Burnley. Seated only 30 feet away, we could all see the little crooner cussing under his breath for much of the match. The larger of his two handlers must have also been a United supporter and didn't bother to moderate the volume of his profanity as much. When the final whistle had blown in both matches, Mr. Stewart put on a croc skin jacket and blue fedora. Odd, I know, but he wears it well. You wear it well. Lovely. And sulked off into the rainy afternoon with his handlers in tow, having kept away from even the other United fans at the pub for the entirety of the match. Remember, this is Middle America, and there aren't enough pubs showing matches for each group of supporters to avoid each other. After Mr. Stewart had left, I saw a United supporting friend of mine still in shock from the defeat at Burnley. He looked at me as if to say, shut up, I don't want to hear it. So I said, I'm not going to mention the matches. All I want to say is, unlike your fellow United supporter, motioning in the direction of Mr. Stewart, Chaz and Dave would have sat with us. All the best. Kyle. And he's absolutely right. Very I'll make good. You right. That I'll lovely. Make you right, son.
Rod Stewart in a bar.
Get yourself a drink. I'll make you right,
brilliant.
Son.
Russell Chivers has written in.
Chivers!
This is Chivers! Chivers. Oh, sorry. Chivers.
Sorry. Chivers. Carried away there.
This is a typical Spurs fan writing in now. He just simply writes, oh well, just another 39 points and we should be safe.
Oh, isn't it great? Top of the league. We are top of the league. We are. I mean, that's just typical Tottenham, isn't it? You just, you know, in a way, I'm not sure how to feel, Rob. You see, it's a bit of a sort of a strange country we're now in, isn't it? The unknown country.
Yeah,
top of the table, three wins in a. It's like, oh dear, how do you feel?
I'm that sad, you know. I don't know if you've got like Sky Plus at home, whatever, like
yeah,
that.
You paused it. Yeah, of course. I've done it.
No. Pause it on the table.
No, just pause it.
Just stare at it.
Oh, just stare at it.
Stare at it. Just weeping. Yeah. Three games.
Is there anyone above us? No. Anyone below us? Yes, the entire league. Yes. Spice World. Oh, I love it. Here we go. This is another one. Paolo's getting loads of. Hope you're listening, Paolo. Listen, mate, this is another one for you. Paolo the Oracle. People are having a go on this one, aren't they? After the ribbing you gave the hitman last week, it's only fair I come to his defence by pointing out we have, in fact, won every game by exactly a 2-goal margin on average so far. Long live the Oracle, John of Hadley Wood.
Yeah,
what's he saying?
Well, Paolo, in the first show, when your predictions, he says Spurs would win every game this season by a 2-goal margin.
Well, so far, Paolo,
won every game.
Paolo, I'll make you right, son. I'll make you right. Get yourself a drink.
Right. Mike Turner's written in. Hello, fellas. At a branch of a well-known bookshop I work in, I run the sports section. And today, a new display went up, and part of it was four specific books mentioned in the past. The Boys from White Hart Lane,
oh, yeah.
The Double, The Glory Game, and The Lane of Dreams. To top it all off, it even says on the shelf now, recommended by the Spurs show.
No.
Yeah, and God bless him. Thank you.
What bookshop's that in?
He doesn't actually say.
In the bookshop.
Because we give him a big plug and we'll make sure everyone buys their books. Let us know again, Mike.
Is in a bookshop?
Yeah, he works in a bookshop and has put the display up with recommended by the Spurs show. Also,
that's the sort of level we're at now, Rob. You understand that? We might have been a pokey little office doing this. But I tell you, this is big time, Rob.
He also adds, we have a Costa coffee here, and I get a few free ones.
God.
I deem acceptable as I'm not lining their pockets. Mike Turner, thank you very much.
This whole Costa coffee thing.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
It is. You started it, mate. It's good. Have you got anything else to say, mate, about anything?
No, just a couple more emails and then we'll talk about other stuff.
We'll do that. can, it says it, look, can you love the Spurs show and not be a Spurs supporter? This is from Jero Harris. Thanks a lot, Jero. He's in Washington, D.C. He's in D.C. Said, I've been listening to the Spurs show podcast for more than a year now, as I've been following the Premiership of both England and Scotland for about 2 years. I used to listen to them at my old job where I worked nights unloading trucks. Yeah. Anyway, I've invested 2 years or so now into the EPL. Is that what they call it, the EPL?
EPL.
It's like the NFL, EPL. I love it. And yet I have no club. I consider myself a supporter, and yet I'm so addicted to the Spurs show. Sometimes I feel I need to just get behind Spurs just for the purpose of following the show. I do like the way they have Gio, as I am a Mexican league and national team fanatic. However, I am not a Mexican. You haven't highlighted that, strangely enough. No. Don't know why. I feel bad. I feel bad, though, because as I listen and love the shows, I still think of myself as weeding down clubs to support. And a lot exist in London. Yeah, it's true. So when I hear Arsenal, Barbs, it's funny, but yet I still haven't ruled out Arsenal. Rule them out! Jero, rule them out from Washington. Don't even think about supporting that. It's not a good idea.
Yeah.
You are. You're in league with the devil. You're consorting with Beelzebub himself. So he says, I know, that could make everyone at the show throw up a little in their mouths. Yeah, but I can't. That's a horrible thought, that, isn't it? But I can't find the one thing to separate them from each other and put one on top. Either way, I just wanted to say I love the show. I love the moaning. You're talking about last season's shows, aren't you? Not this season. We haven't had a moan yet.
Is there no moan zone?
This is an it's a moan free zone, isn't it? MFZ, isn't it? We're in an MFZ. I love the self-loathing. It's fan-fucking-tastic. JR in Washington. Thank you, JR. Keep listening to the show. And
can't believe he's not a fan.
Get behind us, mate. Come on.
The work we all put in on the show.
Have you any idea about the history?
At least follow the team.
Yeah, well, about the history of the football club. Football club. It's a glorious, glorious past.
Had a friend of the show who's been on the guest of the show, Russell Taylor of Alex Cartoon fame.
Oh, Russell. Hello there.
Wrote into me this week. Dear Mike and Phil, I've been travelling in South America for the last couple of weeks.
Lucky blader.
Hoping to avoid all the doomed early season optimism that precedes Tottenham's inevitable sequence of opening fixture defeats. Since last week, I've been staying in a lodge in the Peruvian rainforests, 3 hours upstream by boat from the nearest town called Puerto Maldonado. I belatedly discovered that despite its remote location, the lodge had a Wi-Fi connection. Against my better judgement, I logged onto the BBC website, only to find the internet connection was clearly faulty, as it indicated that not only England won the Ashes, but Tottenham was sitting proudly atop the Premiership. Cautiously, I then downloaded your podcast, and I've just listened to it on the motorised canoe travelling down the river Tambopata. Seemingly, I've not entered some bizarre parallel universe, but it is all true.
Aww.
Now I have a dilemma, and this is what Rob was saying earlier. Should I risk returning to England next week and planned and disrupting this delicate alternative space-time continuum and causing return to the normal universe in which England are thrashed in the one-day internationals and Tottenham concede scrappy last-minute winning goals and away fixtures to lowly opposition? So if after September the 3rd we suddenly start losing to the likes of Wolves and Portsmouth, you'll know who to blame. Thank you, Russell.
I hope
you're having a lovely... Well, he's probably back by now.
Oh, no, yeah, cheers, Russell.
That's
a lovely email. It's funny that, because Rob's
they're
pretty much Amazon. Saying the same thing, the delicate balance.
But you do that. You do have that stupid superstition of I've missed these games. You know, when you take someone to a game, it doesn't normally go and they win, and you normally lose. Oh, you've got to come back next week. And
yeah, you know. Well, we do that, don't we? It's such a that's what.
Do
real
you wear
support.
The same clothes? You have certain things you.
I
wear?
Don't do the ritual, the lucky pants. Mm. I just wear the same pants all the time anyway. So that doesn't really apply. But do you?
I'm sort of beyond that. That
I'm
know,
beyond that because I trust Harry.
Never worked.
I trust Harry, man. I trust him.
Although the year we won the FA Cup when Villa scored the goal,
81.
Stupidly, the first round, and I never wear red. For the first in the third round, which was January, some point,
which was against not Leeds.
Well, you go for it, Mike. Say who you want, and I'd say yes.
1-0. We won. No, it was 82, wasn't it?
Not Arsenal. It'd be Arsenal. Yeah,
that was 82.
Basically, I had a red Shetland jumper on.
Oh, it's going to annoy me.
You can email us in on that one. We haven't got our Spurs record book here. We should have it because I should know the third round who we won there. Rob, sorry, mate.
That's all right. I had a red Shetland jumper on. It was, you know, punk, new wave, romantic.
I know the sort of thing. That kind of loads of wool on it.
So I had to wear this bloody thing all the way through and ended up in May, baking hot bloody.
Red,
final.
Hold on, red.
I know, red. I don't know.
Oh,
why.
Come on, man.
I was thinking of. I don't know.
Were you at Wembley? Did you go to Wembley?
Yeah,
Wembley?
Yeah.
And with your red jumper on?
Yeah.
Extraordinary, isn't it?
He's gone to Wembley. But I had like an old you know, bus conductor's
Rob
jacket
White
on over
goes
the top
to Wembley.
Of that,
with so. I find that bizarre.
I think I've
but
been
it worked.
To,
yeah. It worked. I'm not knocking it. It worked.
The only one I've missed was the Coventry game.
Oh,
we won't talk about,
why did you? Why didn't you?
I was away
at
the time. I was.
Should have. Why didn't you go? We would have won.
I don't know.
Yeah.
No, I'll always remember that, and I always remember a little boy crying a few seats along.
What's he say
with his dad?
I just stole
his
sweets.
We'll be back.
Oh, I thought you did something. No,
I like it. I like it. No, no. And I just patted him on the head and just said, "We'll be back. Don't you worry." We'll
you were
and
right.
We were. And we was right. 3 years, 4 years, 4 years later, we were back, and the Gascoigne affair. That one, that was awful. Coventry, just remember that, don't you? Just that was awful, wasn't it? That
yeah,
okay. Waddle
like
scored to
her.
Not
to
Waddle, sorry.
Alan.
Clive
Allen.
Waddle crossed
early.
It. Clive Allen, 2 minutes,
yeah.
And immediately I said, "No, not now. Don't score now." After 2 minutes at Wembley, no, too early.
It's like 9 points this time of the season. It's too early to have nine points, isn't it?
Yeah, well,
it's scary.
No, I
don't.
But it's fun.
It's scary,
though,
exactly.
Isn't it lovely?
I'm enjoying
fun.
It. I'm
we're playing
enjoying
well. It's not like the streaky wins, you know, we're playing well.
We are playing well.
And can I just say, beating West Ham in their cup final with empty seats,
well,
it was lovely.
We beaten Liverpool
should
at
we talk
home
about
West Ham away, but anyway.
Should we talk about West Ham Millwall or just
well, I just think that
it.
Was just, that's just disgusting, really, yeah. Isn't it? Mm. What's the point in that? What does that prove and what's going on there?
It's sad when that game for them is, like against us, is such a massive game when they play Millwall. That's
I know. Well, it's
a
geographical
game.
Man, isn't it? It's such a rivalry there between them. It's a Docks thing, isn't it? I don't know what it is, but I don't know how far it
goes
back.
I hope they get
back,
drawn together in the FA Cup as well.
Yeah, that would be good, wouldn't it?
Can you imagine?
Well, yeah.
What? Go on.
No.
But we have coming up a fantastic game against Birmingham City.
Birmingham, yeah.
Who are... How did they do?
They got a lucky draw with...
They got a draw,
Ports,
haven't they? Yeah. And a win.
They?
I think they've got a win, haven't they?
Have they? I don't
look that far down. I really don't look beyond the top four because we're at one of the top four now, aren't we?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I don't really look below that.
Exactly.
Is there anyone else in the division, really?
I don't know.
Really looked. It's us, isn't it? And then
the
rest.
I think we're beating the 3-0. I think we'll win 3-0.
We're getting cocky. We're getting cocky. Rob,
well.
I'm worried.
Are you getting.
Mike, isn't a part of you that's slightly worried?
Well, yeah, but I didn't expect this. So this is all bonus.
You didn't order this, did you?
This is all bonus. It's not like beginning of season we were saying we're going to do this like we've done in seasons before. This is all a bonus. Let's all enjoying it. We know we're not going to win the league. We know there's probably, you know, a very good chance we'll probably, you know, slip up and finish,
have a little,
you know,
six, seven, eight.
But let's enjoy the moment. The sun's still shining.
Yeah.
We're top of the league on merit.
Yeah, on merit. Absolutely right as
That's
well.
That's the thing. And I think I want to go into those international break the following week. So we've got like almost, you know, a week, 2 weeks break. Still top of the Premiership.
We should beat
four wins out of
we
four
beat Birmingham.
Would be lovely. Well, you know, absolutely.
We should have too much for them. You know, right. We'll see. Don't forget to email us spursshow@gmail.com, and the Spurs Show is now on Twitter.
Yes,
Twitter. If you're a fan of that,
/Spurs Show updates on that, and also
sponsorship.
The Facebook group Spurs Show Phil Cornwall. If you're a member of Facebook, that's going from strength to strength. And also, again, people still writing in. If you download the show on iTunes, make sure you press subscribe twice to make sure that you keep getting the weekly shows that are coming up. That's important.
Yes.
And yet again, sponsorship. Still looking for sponsors out there. Individuals, small companies, whatever. You want to have your name, you know, associated with this award-winning podcast. Then,
get in there. Get in there.
Drop me an email.
You know, because it's a great show. We love doing this show. And just, Rob, you obviously feel you probably can't quite believe what's happening at the moment. Are you optimistic?
I'm very optimistic, Phil. Yeah, I'm very, very, very optimistic. And I know some friends of mine would be really, really sad if I didn't mention Jermaine Jenas.
Really?
Yeah.
Any reason?
No, That was it. No.
Shout out to him.
Big shout out to Jermaine.
I was looking this morning just to see which players haven't featured this season.
They haven't.
So
he's injured.
No. I know he's injured. Good.
Yeah. the transfer deadline coming. He's been linked with on loan to Newcastle today on the internet. But obviously we've got the transfer deadline. We've probably got some Honduran kid, haven't we, on a trial, centre back, who's been recommended by Palacios. He's there. We're still being linked with some other Brazilian
guy.
Yeah, but I can't sort the
same. What have we got till the 31st? Or
Chibonda's apparently gone. Or going to
hardly
for 2 million. Didn't know he'd came back.
No.
You know?
God, that
what's
who
what,
knows
what's
will, going we, on will we get another playing in or will Pavchenko
do we
go?
Need
I don't
another
know.
One do we need another
no,
one
no and the second fiddle we saw against Doncaster.
Hope Pav doesn't go actually.
I don't think
I hope
go.
He does.
I like him. I like Pav.
He took his
I
goal
really,
well against Doncaster.
I want it to
great
work.
Pass by Boateng wasn't it
yeah
great well, pass by
the fans the fans love him. They seem to like him, don't they?
Because they like the chance, that's why.
Yeah, the chance could, yeah.
Super.
Super Pav, super, super Pav, super, super Pav, super Pav, super Pav.
That's the only reason.
It's super gal, isn't it? Super yeah. gal, super gal. God. Anyway, yeah, I reckon that's about it, really, isn't it?
It's sort of been a game, sort of lack of moaning, you know.
I know! What's going on? Lack of moaning. We'll be able to start soon after the Birmingham game. It's all going to come tumbling down, isn't it? Three defeats on the bounce against Birmingham United and Chelsea.
But we'd still have 9 points
yeah,
by the end of September. It'd be fantastic.
Exactly.
I don't mean that. I actually think we're going to march on. I think Tottenham Hotspur are going to march on.
Well, I mean, again, one of the papers, again reiterated, because tonight was the Champions League draw.
Are we not in that?
No, not this season. No. And, Tottenham still are the richest club in Europe never to be in the Champions League. And we just look at that.
I'd love a go
we
at
should
that.
Be there.
Would you like a go at the Champions
League? Well, I'd
just
like to
have a little crack.
I don't want to go like doing Everton and finish fourth, whatever, and then lose the qualifying round.
Just have a go. Yeah, it'd be good.
It's a new place to visit.
It's possible. Yeah. Also, and Rob, of course, we don't have the distraction of European soccer football. So, Chris, thanks for engineering the show, by the way. I forgot to say that. We've got Chris here. He stands, actually, in the corner. Without him, we couldn't really do it. We'd have to shout really loudly, wouldn't we, and hope that people could hear us, Mike. But, Rob, do you think that without this distraction of the Thursday night games against teams that you don't really know that much about, do you find that's a bit of a relief in some ways?
I do, yeah. I noticed today Villa are playing, is it Rapid Vienna or something tonight. Villa played Monday night, they played Thursday. Yeah. They probably got to play Sunday again. If we were playing some rubbish team from wherever.
It goes back to he sort of said the players are looking a bit leggier in the season, whatever. The fact we could rest 7-8 first team players in the West Ham game, still put out a really good team, still play well.
Yeah.
And now there's competition for places. And, Bentley's meant to look good, Padachenko, Crouch scored his first goal for Tottenham.
Great stuff. It's all looking rather
more
good.
We're seeing more and more positives.
Yeah. I think somebody said, was it on Match of the Day, or some pundit said that the squad looks better than Liverpool's squad.
Yes. Yeah, and I agree with that.
I do too.
In depth, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. And the balance of it all, the whole balance of it. Now that Harry's been there a while, you can see it coming. It's a shape now, isn't there?
So it's a happy club again.
It is a happy club. We better leave it on that note. Come on, you Spurs. Thank you very much indeed, Rob White, for coming on the show. We'll have you on again soon.
Super, thanks.
And good luck with the book, mate. And thanks for coming on, Mike. Have a nice honeymoon.
Lovely.
And just relax, kick back, enjoy yourself, chill out. Yes. See you later. Bye bye now.